What is going on, OWS fam, Bink Machine fam, Inner Circle fam? Welcome to my player group's note. As always, hopefully you are listening to this before importing my player groups. Keep in mind that if you import my player groups, it will overwrite your own player group. So, before you import my player groups, it's recommended that you download any groups you have created. You can then re-upload those. You can then add some of mine in, or at least you'll have these your own saved, and you can add those back onto mine, or however you want to handle that. Okay, so throw this voice note on 2x speed. And as always, I'm going to walk through my player groups. If you've read the player grid update, I mentioned in there that things are a little bit more fluid for me this week. I'll probably be messing around with rosters right up until lock. So not all of this is exactly as things will stand on my end, but it's obviously a pretty good sense. Okay, so rules one by one. You do not have to import these if you want to just listen and get a sense of what I'm working with, what I'm doing. Going down the list, starting with Baker and Rashad, 100% of my Baker Mayfield rosters will be paired with Rashad White as explored throughout the week. Next one is Hurts doubles. This rule, sorry, I'm deleting a couple rules that are no longer relevant. Okay, Hurts doubles. 60% of my Jalen Hurts rosters, I want to have double stacks. So this accounts for the knee issue that Hurts is dealing with, the fact that he might run a little bit less, and basically saying that if Hurts gets there as one of the top fantasy quarterbacks, there's a pretty good chance that it is through the air, so I want to give the opportunity for Hurts doubles. So 60% of my Hurts rosters will be Hurts doubles. Hurts pass is the next rule. This says that any of my Hurts rosters must have one of, at least one of, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, or Dallas Goedert. So without this rule, I could end up with just Hurts plus DeAndre Swift on some rosters. I don't want that. So all of my Hurts rosters must have at least one of the main pass catchers. Swift is allowed on these rosters as part of double stacks, but I don't want just Hurts and Swift. Hurts bring back, 100% of my rosters will have at least one Cowboys bring back and up to two Cowboys bring backs. CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Jake Ferguson, Michael Gallup. Next is Dak doubles. Obviously, heavy exposure on my end to this Cowboys-Eagles game. About close to half my rosters probably will be Dak or Hurts. This one says, similar to the Hurts rule, 70% of my Dak rosters will be doubles. Dak cheapies one. So the previous rule leaves opportunity for something like Dak plus Brandon Cooks plus Jake Ferguson, or Dak plus Brandon Cooks plus Michael Gallup. I don't necessarily want that. And I actually, that's not even what this rule is. Sorry. So that would have left opportunity for Dak with just Brandon Cooks, or Dak with just Jake Ferguson, or Dak with just Michael Gallup. So that's what this is. I don't mind having Dak, Brandon Cooks, and Gallup, and not having CeeDee Lamb. Now, I have a ton of CeeDee Lamb this week, so most of my Dak rosters will have CeeDee Lamb, but there is opportunity for a Dak and two cheapies build, but I don't want Dak and just one cheap pass catcher. In other words, the volume, like in order for Dak to be a tournament winner, given the roles that Brandon Cooks and Jake Ferguson and Michael Gallup have, it's unlikely that Dak can get there, and that the optimal way to get there is just one cheap guy. So that's what these rules are. So Dak cheapies one says that if I have Dak and Brandon Cooks, I have to have at least one other guy. cheapies too. Says that if I have Dak and Michael Gallup, I need to have at least one other guy. And number three, if I have Dak and Ferguson, I need to have at least one other guy. Dak bring back. This just ensures that I have a bring back on all of my Dak Prescott rosters. Minimum one bring back and as many as two. Carr plus Kamara, 100% of my Carr rosters will have Alvin Kamara as a pairing. Deshaun Watson, 100% of my Deshaun Watson rosters will have at least one of Amari Cooper and Elijah Moore. I have a lot of Jerome Ford this week, and I have some Kareem Hunt this week. So I'm fine having Deshaun Watson, Jerome Ford, and a wide receiver, but I don't want just Deshaun Watson and Jerome Ford, or just Deshaun Watson and Kareem Hunt. So this ensures that I have one of the wide receivers on all of my Deshaun Watson rosters. CD doubles. If I have, so I have in the Bink Machine, in the on the stacks page, I have most teams set as max flex one, which means if you don't have the quarterback, it's only allowed to put one player from that team onto a roster. But I have the Eagles and Cowboys both set at two because I want to be able to have flexibility for double bringbacks on Dak plus two Eagles or Hurts plus two Cowboys. But what I don't want is CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup on a roster without a quarterback from that game. So these next three rules, CD double one, two, and three, say that if I have CeeDee Lamb and Gallup, if I have CeeDee Lamb and Cooks, if I have CeeDee Lamb and Ferguson, one of Hurts or Prescott must be on the roster. Looks like I don't have a rule in here for same thing on the Eagles side, but so I won't talk through those, but I'm about to set up those rules once I finish this voice note. And so you'll find those rules in here as well. Need to set up ones that ensure that any double Eagles rosters have one of the quarterbacks from this game. Mac, bring back. All of my Mac Jones rosters will have a bring back, one of Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Logan Thomas, or Jamison Crowder. Next is a Devontae Smith. I don't want Devontae Smith on rosters away from this game. So if I have Devontae Smith, must play Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott. And I've gone ahead and put in a rule that on 90% of my DeMario Douglas rosters, I want to have Mac Jones. So if you're not playing Mac Jones and you're playing a bunch of DeMario Douglas, this obviously this rule doesn't apply to you. You'll want to uncheck it because it will break the opto on your end if you don't have Mac Jones, but you do have DeMario Douglas. But my thinking is because the Patriots spread the ball around and because they're probably not going to pass the ball a ton in this spot, typically they throw the ball around 30 times. That's what they'll try to do here, even though Washington is easy to attack through the air. Teams don't bias their attack to the air against Washington. They're pretty neutral in terms of pass rate over expectation against Washington. So, and then, you know, the Patriots, yes, DeMario Douglas will be one of their primary pieces, but they also throw to the running backs. They also have the two tight end sets. They also cycle through three different tight ends who all get targets. Jalen Reagor will see some targets. Juju will see some targets. Kayshon Boutte will see some targets more than likely. So DeMario Douglas, if he gets there, in terms of tournament winner, it's probably because he's putting up like, you know, 70, 80 yards. And if he's putting up 70, 80 yards and the Patriots are spreading the ball around, then there's a pretty good chance that Mac Jones is putting up 250 to 300 yards. If DeMario is getting 70 yards and a touchdown, there's a pretty good chance that Mac is getting two touchdowns. So I want to account for that and then also give myself an opportunity to separate my DeMario Douglas exposure from the field's DeMario Douglas exposure by playing it in a more unique way. So that is this rule. Again, missing from this voice note is explanations on whatever remaining Eagles rules there are, but I'm about to add some rules before I publish this that say, you know, that you have to play these Eagles doubles have to be played with a quarterback from this game. So that does it for this week. Go crush, and I will see you at the top of the leaderboards later today.